We haven't lost the game yet, so it was never going to be too difficult. I think I had one who weren't particularly impressed with me, but there's no, apart from that, no, they were great. They're really good. I was only joking. He asked a good question, you know, if that's what he felt. We're just trying to get some positivity around the place. I understand when you get relegated, it's not quite like that. But they seem a really good bunch. You know, they're not baying for blood for people, and that's good for me. I can come in, I can do what I do, and hopefully be as successful as we can.
Yeah, how would you sum up your ambitions? And would you say you're sort of, I think probably say what, cautiously ambitious? Realistically ambitious, maybe?
Realistically and cautiously ambitious, both together. I mean, you just heard me say, I know for a fact we're not going to have the biggest budget in the league, but, you know, you won't, that's the realism of it. You won't hear me and Jimmy crying about it, you know, and bleating on about it. We've got what we've got, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we get the best we can out of what we've got. And come the start of the season, it's 11v11, and we think that we can get a squad that's capable of, you know, challenging at the right end of the table. It's going to be tough. Every game in League 2 is tough. You have to be competitive, you have to take your opportunities when they come, you have to be resilient, you have to have a bit of luck. And if we do that, you know, we'll be a match for anyone.
And I'm sure fans will be interested in the style of football you intend to play. I get the impression you like to get the ball down and play it.
Yeah, we do. But like I said, we won't be the two centre-halves won't be splitting and going and getting the ball on, you know, their own 6-yard box. We'll be pretty pragmatic. You know, we know what the league's about. Jimmy and I have both had a lot of experience in it. You need competitors. You need people who can run, who are prepared to try and impose themselves on a game, but you also need good players, and we're trying to get the right blend of those characteristics.
I was getting the impression, you know, the hard work's begun on recruiting players, and what situation, you've commented on players you might be able to bring in, or it's ongoing. What about the players that are still here? Will they all still be here?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. I've got some decent ones, you know. I can never say never. You know, football's that type of business that things change, but I've got some good players here. I'm trying to add to that. I want a strong, young, competitive, energetic, decent footballing side. And if we do that, then if we're able to assemble that, then we'll all be happy.
And just a quick word on one player. You talked about Mark, Isaac McLeod, obviously. I mean, obviously, if no one comes in for him, he's your player for the season, isn't he?
Exactly right, yeah, absolutely.
And another point to touch on earlier regarding local talent, and I mean, it's something that hasn't happened at Crawley for a while. I mean, there's always plenty of untapped talent around in the local leagues. Is that an area that you and Jimmy are keen to look into?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll look at what's out there. We're looking at Premier League youngsters getting released from clubs, but we're looking at players in non-league, you know, they've got potential, or if they've proved that potential and they're just ready for us to be stepped up. You know, Jimmy knows more about the local talent than I do, to be totally honest. He's only half an hour from here, knows every manager around here, around this area, and for quite a way, and that's going to stand us in good stead. It's going to stand us in good stead with the up and coming players who deserve a chance, and if we need to tap into that market, we'll do so.
And lastly, your first impression, you say you've met the fans, they seem positive, and you always want to get a good relationship with them.
Yeah, of course, it's important that you build relationships with them. As I say, tonight was fairly tame in terms of, you know, they've not got too much to berate me about at the moment, and I want to keep it that way. And to keep it that way, it's about results, but sometimes it's as much about results, it's about them seeing that we're trying to do the right thing, that we're trying to do things properly, and that the players are going out there committed to what we're trying to do, and trying to entertain the supporters, entertain, show commitment, ultimately win matches and be as high as we can in the table.